imperialist, a Cold War mentality. Those are some of the words Russia and China are using to characterize President Trump's new national security strategy. Trump rolled out the strategy in a speech yesterday in which he touted his America First mantra and singled out Russia and China as global rivals. For some perspective on the president's speech, we called up Lacey Healy. She's a foreign policy fellow at the Stimson Center in Washington and the host of PRI's new podcast, Things That Go Boom. Lacey, what stood out for you in Trump's speech yesterday? Any surprises?
Yeah, I think it's interesting that you say Trump's speech, because Trump's speech was very different from Trump's actual strategy document. And that's, I think, what stood out the most to me. The strategy document is a laundry list of threats and a wish list of capabilities. And so it's very aspirational what the president hopes to achieve during his time in office in the national security realm. And so it's written, this one, largely by his advisor, H.R. McMaster, and it reflects McMaster's very internationalist perspective. It's pro-diplomacy. It talks about fighting terrorism and shoring up cyber capabilities. But in his speech, there are some key places where the president disagrees. The Trump administration has proposed a 30% cut to the State Department. Tillerson has offered buyouts to key diplomats. And really, a lot of folks are now saying that it's a ghost town over at the State Department. But the strategy itself actually says diplomacy is key to our role in the world. And that's a pretty big dichotomy there.
And in the document, are Russia and China kind of characterized as rivals, as Trump said in his speech?
Yes. So they're actually characterized even stronger as adversaries. The document is very strong on Russia and China. In fact, it calls out Russia for meddling in other democracies. And it stops just short of calling out Russia as meddling in the U.S. election. But Trump stopped much shorter than that. In fact, he only mentioned once that Russia and China were rivals. And then he moved immediately on to talk about his recent phone conversations with Vladimir Putin.
So what do you think Russia and China are going to react to? What can they react to, the written document or Trump's speech?
After this written document and Trump's speech, I think that our allies and adversaries alike will be much more confused. Trump has empowered his advisors strongly, but those advisors disagree with each other. The budget strategy doesn't look like the national security strategy, and neither of those strategies look much like the things that Trump is saying publicly. So if you're Russia or China, you're looking at this whole mess of a strategy and you're thinking, it doesn't look much like a strategy at all. It looks like they don't know what they're doing.
You know, one thing that Trump underscored several times is that economic security is key to national security, which kind of sounds a lot like Barack Obama, right?
It does, yes. In many ways, this is a continuation of Obama's policies, things like really talking about American prosperity. But in a lot of ways, also, it diverges. Things like climate change, which Trump now does not consider a national security threat, and the U.S. Treatment of China, which was a sort of cautious embrace under the Obama administration, now has turned to a much more adversarial view and something that will really change our relationship with China.
I mean, in so many cases, as we've seen, Trump tends to be exceptional. But in past White Houses, how much do presidents actually stick to the national security strategy they've laid out?
National security strategies in the past, they're written very vaguely. And this national security strategy is no different. And that's partially on purpose. They don't necessarily guide policy in a very specific way, but they are often used to justify policies. For example, President Bush, when he invaded Iraq, had put out a national security strategy just 6 months before, and it was really used as the ideological justification for that war. So often these national security strategies, they sort of fly under the radar. And this one is different because Trump chose to roll it out with a speech, which other presidents have not done. There's a lot more fanfare around it this year.
Lacey Healy is a foreign policy fellow at the Stimson Center and the host of PRI's new podcast, Things That Go Boom. It premieres on January 22nd. You can catch a preview right now just about anywhere you get your podcasts.